This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9, Saturday Magazine, and in case you didn't hear this earlier, I want you all to go out and get jabbed.
I thought you were about to break into song again, Macca. Macca, we have a guest in the studio, Lawrence Gibbons, all the way from Sydney. Lawrence is the editor of the Star Observer. Good morning to you, Lawrence.
Publisher.
He's the publisher.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that I'm the publisher and then there's the editor.
Yeah.
And so technically that means I'm the person who runs the business.
And
I employ the editor.
And is responsible.
Well,
we won't get carried away.
Let's not go too far. But yeah, it's my ass on the line.
That's it.
And that's an ample thing.
So you're not responsible for content. You are responsible for making sure that there is a news bulletin.
Well, it's a small business. And so I certainly have my fingers in the pie, right?
Hmm.
So, I mean, we have regular editorial meetings that I participate in. I share my subtle and ever so nuanced worldviews. We debate. But I don't edit the copy. I don't assign the copy. I might suggest ideas. I might.
Sounds like you do a bit more than that.
Just a bit. But I mean, I've got to say, in defense of the editor,
So you're a bit like the Murdoch.
Yeah, I'm like the Murdoch of a small business.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But as I was bragging, the Star Observer website has literally tripled in page views over the last year. So whatever we're doing, and really pretty little thanks to me, seems to be really attracting a lot of eyeballs.
Well, it's the premier national news bulletin, really, isn't it, for our community?
It's so good to be here in person, so you can piss right in my pocket. Thank you so much.
Now, why are you in Melbourne? What's brought you here?
Did you get on the wrong plane or something?
There was nowhere else to go, A. And B, and more importantly, we're your neighbors.
Yes.
We are opening up a little space up on the third floor, and we've gotten our IKEA furniture in. We've brought in our...
Good to see you've gone up market.
Oh, well, 100%. We have our back issues with the Star Observer there, and the Melbourne Star Observer, I might say. And so we're here, we're queer, and we're publishing.
That's I don't know if you know this, but I used to be a shareholder.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know if I still am, though.
No, you lost.
I haven't received anything for a long time.
You've been expunged.
No, you're out of there. No.
I think I was meant to pay $100 wrap-up fee, but nobody ever asked for it.
Oh, I can take that.
Forget us.
Absolutely. No. That company went bust.
A long time ago, did it?
No. I think like in the last, since I took it over.
Right. Yes.
So it went into administration. It was a very sad story. We bailed it out, and we've been building the business. And one of the big things that we've done is we've brought back a Melbourne Star Observer and a Sydney Star Observer. And it's our anticipation that we want to put more energy into building up our footprint in Melbourne in particular, because Melbourne's a special place and deserves its own local queer news.
So it's great that there's a gay newspaper
Queer newspaper, Macca.
Queer. Yeah.
LGBTQIA+. Plus.
A queer newspaper with a Melbourne presence.
Yeah.
In the Pride Centre. What do you think of this building? Isn't it magnificent?
It's like the Taj Mahal of homosexuality.
Isn't it?
It's pretty schmick, yeah. Really. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah, it's.
I mean, that staircase, which looks like an organ on its own, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I walked up it to get here. It's pretty nerve-wracking, actually.
Oh, really?
Well, no handrails, just lots of pretty wood. I thought I didn't want to join Dan Andrews.
No, you're not that old.
Well, either is he.
True.
That's right. True. He went down the stairs.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
So, Lawrence, having a Melbourne base, which is fantastic, and you know, because LGBTQI newspapers have a long history in Melbourne, a very long history. I'm just trying to think how long.
Yeah, well, tell us about your history, Macca.
I actually, for pretty much most of its life, or about 90% of its life, I wrote the motoring for MCV.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, which was started up following the collapse of the satellite group.
That's right. I remember it well. I was involved in Sydney with it.
Yeah, Greg Fisher, who ultimately went to jail, probably not for long enough. Not for long enough. But
well, you know, apparently he's reformed and he's, you know, doing Mother Teresa's work. So,
well, I suppose he is, you know, distributing the loaves and fishes, perhaps.
Yeah.
But yeah, so MCV was formed out of that collapse.
Yes, it was. I remember.
I'll
tell you stories sometime in the hall, not on air.
Yeah, okay. So I had a long history with Andrew and Keith, who ran that, and they then sold it to someone else. But we can't
mention them.
We won't speak of them.
No, that's probably wise.
Probably wise.
Yes, we'll talk in the hall.
Yes.
Lawrence, one of our listeners wants to know what the origin of your accent is.
Yes.
Oh, you mean, where am I from? Darlinghurst.
Well, but is that a specific Darlinghurst accent?
Okay. So I'll give you my quick bio. Born in New York.
Yep.
7 years of age, abducted, taken to Los Angeles by my family. Lived in California through my university days. Went back to New York to go to graduate school. And eventually I wound up on these shores 26 years ago, which is why I have such a rounded, balanced, charming accent.
Right.
It is. It is a lovely accent.
It is a good accent, actually.
Oh, I'm going to hang out with you guys more.
Yeah, yeah.
I would not have been able to place a location for your accent, of course.
It's basically standard television English.
It is a bit,
Yeah.
And have you worked on that, or did it just come naturally?
It's what comes out of my mouth. The weird part is when I go back to the old country, they can't figure out the words that I use. Because I speak, you know, I use Australian slang and idioms because it's where I live. And they're like, what the? You know?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's not that what does it mean. It's like they look at me like I've come off from another planet, which I have.
I love it how Americans, you know, the letter Z...
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't exist. It's Z.
That's Z. Right.
Except in Canada.
In Canada, yes. Different, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think you can wrap them up together, Americans and Canadians.
No. God, no.
Very different. Not. They're very, very different.
Well, one's Beiger.
So tell us, in Sydney, how is life in Sydney now that, you know, it's out of lockdown? Glad's gone, Dom's in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, bye-bye, Glad. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gladdy. Look, I mean, life in Darlinghurst has pretty much returned to normal.
Yep.
Right? I mean, there's still trepidation. I mean, right? But for the most part, people are going out. I went to the opening night of the film festival, Sydney Film Festival. Mm-hmm. I used my media comp tickets. I'm sure you gentlemen know what that's about.
Oh, no.
And never. You turn it all down. Yeah, right. And so anyway, I was, you know, it was very odd to be in a room full of, you know, all of these people, you know, masked down, drinking their Chardonnay. And the Dom did come on the screen. Everyone else gave welcome, you know, speeches, but the Dom came up on a great big screen and said, "Isn't it better to be here in person?"
That was it.
What an idiot! Oh. Yeah, he was heckled by the Dom. Yeah, yes, we've been through my dominatrix story. Yes. We don't need to go into that. Yes, yes, Daddy Dom Dom.
Oh. You see, we, you know, the queer scene in Sydney is quite different to Melbourne.
Yes.
You don't have a Pride Centre.
True.
You don't have a radio station.
True.
A commissioner for LGBTIQ+ community.
You don't have a minister for equality.
No, it's very backward.
So it's no surprise that you're actually here.
No, 100%. But, you know, I've got to say, you know, the one thing that we have is high property values.
Yes.
Lots and lots and lots of bitter queens.
Oh, yes. Right? Yes.
And, you know, and an actual ghetto where we can hang out and bitch and moan to one another.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, it's all yin and yang, swings and roundabouts.
A ghetto. Are you saying that the queer community in Sydney is not dispersed across the entire state?
Well, those of us who can afford to live in Darlinghurst, Surry Hills and Potts Point do. Right? And so there is a large concentration. I don't want to shock you because I know you don't get out of the Melbourne bubble much.
No, I was going to say, what I love about Victoria is that there's a queer in every single corner of this state.
There's a queer in every bedroom, huh?
No, excellent. No, every corner of the state. It's true.
Well, it's true. We you know, look, I'm old-fashioned, and I like living in my ghetto. You know, I find safety in numbers. I'm very defensive of Oxford Street's future. Because I don't want it to be homogenized. I don't want it to be corporatized. I want it to maintain its gayborhood identity.
It's a bit late for that.
Well, you know, if you don't fight and if you don't continue bitching and moaning, then they just run over you. So
the last
it's never
time
too
I was
late
there,
it
was very sad, I thought.
Well,
I was in Sydney.
It made Fitzroy Street a couple of weeks ago. St Kilda look really glamorous.
Staying above, in the hotel above the King's Cross train station. Yeah. So you know the hotel. We're not going to give them a free plug.
No.
But do you like hamburgers, Lawrence?
Well, you know, honestly,
you look like you do.
I've had a hamburger or two in my day.
I've had a few.
Yeah.
Because across the road from that hotel, on the corner in Darlinghurst Road, there's a hamburger place.
Okay.
You've got to try it.
I will put it on my
list. It is fantastic.
I will send you one back by Federal Express.
Yeah, send me a picture. No, send me a picture.
I'm going to send you the whole thing.
Send me a picture of you chowing down on it.
Okay.
Lawrence, we are out of time, unfortunately.
Pleasure.
Welcome to Melbourne.
Thanks so much.
To the Victorian Pride Centre.
Thank you.
We look forward to Melbourne Star. Is that what it's called?
Melbourne Star Observer.
Melbourne Star Observer.
Pick it up.
Not Melbourne Star. It's that thing that's Ferris wheel.
No, that's gone. That's no longer there, Macca.
That's
gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, well, we can take that name then, too.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
that was Lawrence Gibbons, the publisher for Star Observer, here in Melbourne, setting up a new office and, of course, a Melbourne-based news bulletin.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.